Aurora Computers on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Hello, Darren.
Hello, Beth.
Now, you went along to the Yorkshire Business Market today, is that right?
Yeah, yeah, I've just come from there to do my stint on Stray FM.
And how was it? How was the Yorkshire Business Market?
It was really good. Saw the Stray FM guys, saw a lot of people I've not seen in a while, met some new faces. I had a lot of fun. It was good.
And it's all, I guess, the entire ethos, the reason that the Yorkshire Business Market is there is spreading the word, getting the right people connected to the right businesses. Was that something that you saw a lot of going on when you were there?
Yeah, there was a few people that I was glad I ran into because I've heard of their businesses and definitely wanted to know a bit more about them. So it was good to get that, essentially a one-on-one meeting, which we all know how hard it is to get a one-on-one meeting with senior decision makers. So to be able to just walk up to them and shake the hand and say hello and get into a conversation is invaluable.
What did you see going on with how people were getting in contact, not just in the actual event, but in the future? You said there was a lot of business cards being handed around.
Yeah, so I'd say a good 90% of people, if not more, have got a pot on the table where they say, put your business card in here and you can win an Apple Watch or a case of champagne or whatever it might be. And obviously, the people want to get business cards so they can contact you and try and sell their product or their service. You know, we were saying, I got into a conversation with someone about, you know, they drilled down to the nitty gritty. It's all about data capture, and really it's that's very important thing. Like, data capture is very important, not just in terms of through your website, but also face to face and building up a portfolio of people that you can be in contact with and bouncing ideas off and selling to.
Just correct me if I'm wrong, data capture, this is what I imagine it is. It's a long, long list of a lot of different people with a lot of different details next to them and all their contact information. Is that what am I on the right track?
It's, yeah, it's a fancy way of saying getting information. obviously, any information held on a computer is called data. Mm-hmm. And in this modern world of social media and social networks that we live in, we have to use these buzzwords of data capture, but it's just a fancy way of saying getting someone's information.
And would that be, is that sort of where the power is? If you're a company that has a good set of data capture or a real good load of information about the people and the people that they are providing a service to, why is that even important to a company? Why would they need that?
Well, it's information is king. Not just for sales, not just for selling what you do, but also to just general relationships. So, for instance, we're an IT support firm. At the business market, I met people who do telecoms, and there are going to be times where people ask if we do telecoms, and the answer is no. Now, if I can say we don't do telecoms, but have a chat with this person because they are really, really good and really, really approachable, and they're going to help you out, that reflects well on me as being a bit of a man about town, a bit of, you know, well connected. And then they think, well, you know, I need IT support now. Who do I speak to? How about that guy who was, you know, quite well connected and put me in touch with these people? And so information or data, if you will, is key. And to asking for referrals, you know, I could say, Beth, you know, I know you don't need any IT support right now, or your IT is working fine.
You haven't seen me on my computer, Darren.
Yeah, but can you put me in touch with someone that might want to have a conversation with me? And then you'll go, oh, I don't want to be presumptuous about your social life, but you'll say, I was at the farm shop the other day. And
that's very accurate. That's the kind of place I would be on a weekend.
And they were complaining about their till systems. And I tell you what, I know Jenny, who works at the farm shop. Have a chat with Jenny. You know, so information, or data, as you will, is key to just generally being on the tip of someone's tongue, getting referrals, getting sales, networking, goodwill, you know, branding, awareness, you know, all of those things. You can't underestimate how important it is.
And when it comes to a company or a business in the local area who maybe either needs more of that or needs a good way to be able to deal with that or handle their data, is there anything that Aurora Computers do that would help with that or can provide something for that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we touched on this a few episodes ago when I was talking with, I think it was James Stanley. Even old-fashioned businesses that haven't really adopted the digital age, you know, don't really work off computers, and you know, what's wrong with a pen and paper and everything like that. There's nothing wrong with a pen and paper, but they are missing a trick, and they're kidding themselves if they think that they are not. No one's saying that they're not going to be trading in 2 years' time, but they will be losing out by the fact that they are not employing these tactics, because the reason we're in a digital age is because it makes sense. It's not just because people woke up and think, oh, do you know, I fancy doing everything on a computer.
Yeah.
It makes sense. It's the logical way to go. So in terms of, are there things that Aurora Computers can offer people, like 100% without a doubt, we can revolutionize people's businesses, and that doesn't have to cost the earth. That can cost very, very little, to be honest, in the grand scheme of what it's going to put back in your business. It sometimes it's common sense.
Sometimes it's taking that plunge, isn't it? It's making that move. It's on a much smaller scale, but just with regards to how I keep my appointments and my diaries and my, you know, everything that I'm doing in my life, I was very, very keen to keep it pen and paper. I have a little pink file of facts. I love it a lot, and I'm all about writing it down. I've recently, over the past couple of months, moved over, and it's all electronic. And do you know what? It's how. Why haven't I been doing it for that long? I've got it on my phone, got it on my computer. I can get it wherever I am, and it's the same sort of principle as sometimes it's biting that bullet and thinking, do you know what? IT, digital, data, yeah, that's the way to go. And so if people think, I am going to modernise, I am going to go to the digital way, and they think Aurora Computers is the way to help them, how do they get in touch? What do they do?
Give us a ring on 01937 586888, or drop me an email at darren@auroracomputers.co.uk. And we're horrendously approachable and violently reasonably priced. So, we'll help you out.
Aurora Computers on Stray FM's Business Hub.